Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The stage is set, and it's time to rock and roll. You are walking into an arena, and you must be ready to work. There could be no weakness. There could be no excuses. The application and how you apply it will determine the outcome of your success. This place of business, you cannot mess around and play games with it. This place of business is where you pay your dues, you earn your keep, you do what's necessary to push every rep, because the repetitions are gonna come down on you really hard. For every rep, there will be a significant story to tell. Will you be able to push the next rep? Will you have just a little bit more power to get the next one? For every rep tells a story about you. So what are you made of? What are you prepared to do? Are you holding on to something that won't help you to push the extra mile? That won't help you to push that extra rep that you need? Will you finish what you start? Or will you make excuses? What is it going to take for you to wake up and realize that in this place, there is no easy? Easy is not the way to go. You can't get strong being easy. You can't get faster being easy. You can't be the best makeup of yourself being easy. Easy won't pay your bills. You can't cash that check being easy. Hard work, determination is the key when you in this place of business. Are you truly ready to show up? Because if you're not ready, you came to the wrong place. Because in this place, every individual has to get that blood pumping. Every individual has to go further than they've ever gone in their life. Because accountability must be attached to your purpose of why you showed up here. Ladies and gentlemen, this journey, this opportunity, the abilities that you possess, you got to wake them up again.
The truth of the matter is, how are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop? Will you see your purpose bigger than your excuse? I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuses. But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not a I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 times. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no-excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. Every single day, I want my destiny. I want my dream. When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, there is no day off. There are no lights. Listen, I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I can never get turned off. Every single day, I'm giving everything I have. That's how big my dream is. And so there's no excuse. There's no pain. There's no dilemma. There are no speed bumps. There's no distraction that can turn me off. I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I want this thing every single day.
If you fell short yesterday, don't go back looking for it, because it's not going to come back to you. Let today be the day that you pay your price, that you do what's necessary to push on. There are going to be people out there in the world right now that don't understand the significance and what it takes to put in work. You can't just play around and pretend that you're something that you're not. Because in this place of business, the title is show up. Show up and ready to work. Show up and ready to dig. Show up and ready to push. Show up and ready to run hard. You did not come here to hold yourself back. Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that position? Are you that individual that woke up this morning and didn't know if you wanted to show up today? You walked through the door and then you decided you wasn't ready? You walked through the door and you said you wasn't ready because you wasn't ready to accept the fact that this is not going to be an easy day? It's not meant to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. The most important part of your journey in this world is to be unique. Physicality does not necessarily determine who you are inside. The outside does not determine what's on the inside. The mindset will guide you in the direction you need to be.
Welcome to the jungle. In the jungle, there are rules. And the rule is, survive. Survive the challenges. Know the difference between obstacles and opportunities. Opportunities always come. They will forever show up. But do you have the ability to overcome the obstacles that are standing in your way? Do you have the strength capacity to push through it? Are you powerful enough to persevere without fear, without doubt? No excuses. When weakness shows up, you must let weakness know to step aside, because these reps that you still have left, you are responsible for, not weakness, not your best friend. This is your time to shine. This is your time to push. This is your time to get the work done. This place that you decided to show up, you better be ready to show out. Get tight, get right, or get going. Your alarm clock is not responsible for you to show up. Stop being lazy. Lazy is not going to get that weight off your chest. Lazy is not going to help you to drop those pounds. Lazy is not going to help you to go that extra mile. Lazy is not your last name. Do not hold yourself back from your true potential. What you possess inside and how you take care of it will determine the true outcome. Make this day count. Make every rep count. Make every breath that you take count. Be productive. Be strong. And from the bottom of the heart, conduct your business.
A lot of people are saying, E, I'm scared. What if I do it and I fail? E, I'm scared, E. I want to do it. I'm gifted. I'm talented. I know I can write that song. I know I can produce that album. I know I can do that CD. I know I can write a book. I know I can get that degree, but I'm scared. So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. But if you go after the fight, if you approach the challenge, you have a much better chance of winning. This the fight of your life, baby. Are you hearing me? This the fight of your life. This the fight of your life. And listen to me, if you're gonna win the fight of your life, you can't be afraid to fight, all right? Some things don't come. They just not gonna come to you because you want it as bad as you wanna breathe. After you want it as bad as you gotta put up the dukes, baby. And you gotta be willing to fight that thing out. Are you hearing me? Fear, you are not gonna stop me. I'm not listening to that voice. I'm not listening to fear. I'm gonna move by faith. I've come too far to give up now. You got greatness all inside of you. You got greatness all inside of you. But your problem is you a scaredy cat. You soft. And every time it get hard, you quit and you give up. And I'm telling you, if you would be willing to fight your way through it, if you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Fight your way through it. You gotta fight the fear, because guess what? Fear ain't bigger than you. There's greatness in you. Are you hearing me? There's greatness in you. And you mean to tell me you're never going to reach your full potential? You mean to tell me you're never going to be what you've been called to be? That you're not going to do what you've been called to do because you are afraid? Listen to me. The boogeyman ain't real. That's why I need you to understand that you can have it. For real, you can have it. But it's going to be a fight. And if you're willing to put up the fight, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight, it's going to come victory. You've gotten this far. If you was going to quit, you should have quit a long time ago. You've come too far to quit now. You need to get a reward for it. That's why I'm trying to tell you, never stop, never give up, never give in.
It's been tough. It's been hard. I've had those days where I just said, I can't take it anymore. I had those days where I cried out. I didn't think no one was listening. Boy, it's been tough. It's been so tough. But I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still fighting. But most importantly, I'm still learning. I'm learning through the hardship. I'm learning through the tough time. I'm learning through the losses. I'm learning because that's what life is about. Do we fall down and stay down, or do we lift each other up and carry on? That is what we do. This is who we are. We are all students of life. So never forget, no matter how much you think you know, you never know enough. Because if you're living, you're learning. Remember that. You're living, you're learning. You're learning, you're growing. Through the good times and the bad times. You're learning something unique and special about you every day of your life. And that's what makes it special. I'm learning.
You will have to become someone you've never been before. You want to go somewhere you've never gone? You got to do something you've never done. You got to say something you've never said. You got to go to a place in you that you've never even been. You get to redesign. You are your Michelangelo. You are your greatest sculpture. And you get to recarve and you get to up-level as much as you need. You're not sentenced to this life this way. You chose it. You get to choose as much as you want. You get to design it any way you choose. You're not sentenced to your future. You have an opportunity to your future. What do you want and how do you want it? And if it doesn't make you a little afraid, then you ain't playing big enough. Your knees are supposed to knock a little bit. Your teeth are supposed to chatter a little bit. There's supposed to be at least two butterflies in your stomach. At least. Because if not, you're playing inside your comfort zone. And we mistake the fact that we're supposed to be comfortable 24/7. Well, let me tell you something. Comfortable is equivalent to complacent. I'll choose inconvenience every day, any day, to make a difference on the planet. I don't mind being mildly to moderately to significantly inconvenienced to leave my fingerprint on this planet. So I just came to talk to the game changers and to the change agents who are willing to confront any part of you that's not speaking to your madly, wildly amazing future. I stand here. Greatness. I own my light. I own my brilliance. I am bold. I am courageous. I'm perfect in my imperfection. This is my time. This is my time. I'm bright enough. I'm old enough. I'm young enough. Enough. Breathe. Own it. Own it.
It's time to stay focused. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it.
Pain is temporary. I've been trying to get that into your spirit. I've been trying to get you to celebrate pain. That pain is your friend. That pain is going to take you to the next level.
Remember, just because something's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means we haven't figured out a pathway on how to get it done, and we will get it done.
This is it right here. This is that moment that you got to work. This is that moment when you got to push. There is no weakness in the place of business.
Think about your end goal. Think about what it's going to look like. Picture it in your mind. See yourself already there.
Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. What you go through, you will grow through.
You simply have to give it everything you have to get it. You need to shut down all negativity and frankly not give a shit what others say and think.
You're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I don't care what the adversity has been, you have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief, or you can choose resilience!
If you truly want to make change, if you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it.
You want to test my resolve. You want to test my ability to go to the limit. You want to see where his world ends and mine begins. This ain't no fucking game. This is my motherfucking lifestyle, son.
Shut up! You talk entirely too much about your dream. You talk too much about your goal. Say it once. Say it twice. No more than three times and get to work.
You already know what it feels like to quit, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch. Do you know what it's like to give everything that you have and push and persevere?
You got to make the opportunity happen. You got to be fired up. You got to be hungry for it. You got to have the desire to push yourself.
Are you hearing me? Work, 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 work. Grind, 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 grind.
Here's what we do know. Life doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get more forgiving. We just get stronger and we get more resilient. One thing I've noticed is that enthusiasm is common, but endurance is rare. The race is not given to the strong nor the swift, but it is given to he that endureth until the end. One thing I know is that we've all been hit with a measure of adversity at some point in our life. Everybody listening to me has been hit with a measure of trauma.
Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level and the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and eliminate all distractions and get into a place where you can focus on just you. What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you? A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. The reason why you don't see it, the reason why it has not manifested, the reason why you are so frustrated is because you have not been willing to forsake all that you've been called to forsake and to follow through behind closed doors. Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. Sure, you can write it down. Sure, you can go to the conference and hear about it. You can read about it. But at some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you.
Some of you don't even realize you have unfinished business. You need to go back where you left off with a new perspective. Go back to the gym. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to the business. Go back to the relationship. Go back to the burning building. You have unfinished business. All you got to do is show up with a new game plan and a new perspective. You got unfinished business.
You have unfinished business. You got work to do. What happens when your perspective, your perception diametrically opposes your reality? If you are going to give and grow and evolve and attain and become, everything rises and falls on your viewpoint. Perspective is everything. Let's go. I need you to hear me loud and clear. How you see this thing is everything. You cannot change the past, but you can change your perspective about it. Your viewpoint is your advantage. Your viewpoint is what changes the game. Everybody wants increase and abundance and lifestyle change and new zip codes and new area codes, but you only read once a week and you only work out once or twice a month. And so the reason why you don't have what it is that you see, the reason why what's in your head, it's not in your hands, it's not your reality, it's because your perspective opposes your potential. You don't have it because you don't see the value in it. If you believe you've been called to be the difference maker, the game changer, the disruptor, the person that comes into a room and commands the atmosphere, if you believe you've been called to be necessary and not grossly irrelevant, then everything you do, everything you see, everything rises and falls on your perspective, your perception, your viewpoint. How do you see this thing?
And see, when we get into the prison of fear because we have fallen in an area, fear has friends. One of the chief friends of fear is doubt. And doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. There are people who have failed in their head before they even reach the field. So I want to invite you to renounce the spirit of fear.
Failure is the only opportunity to begin again. And if I'm talking to anybody that's hungry for the future, all you need is an opportunity to try again.
Failing doesn't make you a failure. It's something you did. It's not who you are. And so one thing we are going to have to get crystal clear about is that if I failed, then I can win. I'm talking to that football team. I'm talking to that baseball team, that basketball team. I'm talking to that fighter. I'm talking to that track star. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to the person who failed the exam over and over and over again. I'm talking to that individual who feels as though all hope is lost, who feels as though they gave it their all. If you are still alive, you've got something left. Thomas Edison, he was fired from his first two jobs. His teachers coined him stupid, that he couldn't learn anything. This is the man who invented the light bulb. The first 1,000 times he failed, but he was never a failure. He just found 1,000 ways that don't work. You're no Thomas Edison. You didn't try 1,000 times. Try 1,000 times and then come talk to me and tell me you're not enough. Tell me you don't have what it takes. Tell me you're stupid. Tell me you're dumb. Tell me you're slow. Tell me you don't have enough. Whatever pushed you to the ground, whatever knocked you to the floor, from that place, I want you to look it in the eye and tell it, to that person, to that circumstance, to that place, to whatever it is that knocked you to the floor. You can't keep me here.
If you're going to understand the program of resiliency, we are going to have to stop running from difficult times. Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. What you go through, you will grow through. Some fights are not won in the first round. Flat out. And the moment that you get that and you get crystal clear and you accept the fact that there are some giants that you will not defeat in the first round, you need endurance. You need stamina to reach some goals. You're not going to hit the million with the first investment. You're not going to hit the home run always at first swing. But resiliency says, I belong here and I deserve another shot. I want my opportunity. Give me my opportunity.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.